Dozens of people were injured in Tel Aviv on Saturday as hundreds of Eritrean government supporters and opponents clashed with each other and with Israeli police. Israel's Magen David Adam, MDA, emergency service said more than 114 people had been treated for injuries, including dozens of police officers. 8 of the injuries were serious. Israeli police later said 49 officers had been injured and 39 people were arrested. Police who felt threatened fired live ammunition while extricating themselves from crowds. It was not immediately clear if any of the day's injuries were from the police live fire. Videos on social media showed Eritrean government supporters clashing with anti-government protesters. Eritreans make up the majority of African asylum seekers in Israel. Israeli police fired stun grenades in an attempt to disperse the crowd, while some protesters hurled stones at police and set fire to trash bins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was briefed about the disturbances on Saturday and instructed that order be restored. Following the severe disturbances in Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has decided to convene a special ministerial team to examine measures to be taken against illegal infiltrators who took part in the disturbances, including steps toward deportation.